Journalist Charlie Rose has been fired from CBS, and PBS has canceled his show after at least 8 women who worked with or tried to work with him on that PBS show have come forward to accuse him of making crude sexual advances. CBS News anchors Nora O'Donnell and Gail King opened CBS This Morning talking about those allegations. Here's O'Donnell.
It takes a lot of courage for these women to come forward, and I think that they should continue to do something.
We hope that they will continue to speak up.
Yeah. I also want to say this, that this is a moment that demands a frank and honest assessment about where we stand and more generally the safety of women. Let me be very clear. There is no excuse for this alleged behavior.
Both O'Donnell and King also said this came as a shock to them, maybe because Rose owned the company that produced his PBS show and had power over hirings. At CBS with them, he did not. Of course, Rose is in a long line of men accused of sexual harassment, including at NPR. And just this morning, longtime Michigan Congressman John Conyers denied settling a claim 2 years ago with a woman who claimed she was fired from his Washington staff because she rejected his sexual advances. Let's check in on this moment with Rebecca Onion, staff writer for Slate. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you write a terrific piece, we're going to link people to it, about the recent history here. Women have only been in the workforce in these numbers in recent decades. Long before that, it was largely poor women, women of color, who suffered harassment in silence. In the 70s, feminist leaders realized this isn't about sex. It's about power, keeping women in their place. Talk more about that.
Yeah, so I went back and looked at a bunch of the writing that 70s feminists had done on sexual harassment when they really were trying to connect it to other issues about, you know, talking about the pay gap, talking about rape and other forms of violence against women. And so they're really trying to make the argument that this is about men rejecting women gaining sort of economic independence. And so the harassment is a very effective way to quash people's impulses towards being more independent in their lives.
Well, there were landmark books written, as you said. There was a Supreme Court case only in 1986 brought by a black woman, Michelle Vinson. The Supreme Court established that the Civil Rights Act should protect women from these hostile work environments. But bring us to where we are now. Writer Masha Gessen worries that we're on the brink of a sex panic, an epidemic of puritanism that will take down innocent men. Your thoughts on this moment?
Well, I think I really respect Masha Gessen, and I love a lot of stuff that she writes. So I found it hard to read that because I felt like it was really indicative to me of the fact that our conversation has really been about how, you know, there's just gross men everywhere. You know, this sort of ongoing shock and just like complete sort of dislocation that people seem to be feeling, that this has been going on kind of quote unquote under our noses. Although of course you could argue that some of this stuff is open secrets that people have known and talked about for a while, like with the Louis C.K. allegations. But it's really not about whether or not individual men are quote unquote perverts or, you know, have like some kind of like sexual aberration in their psychology. I just think that's not a productive way to drive the conversation. I think we should be talking more about what the widespread incidence of this means about our relationship between the men and women.
Well, you say it should be about the structure that spawns these men. You know, this structure that still is about the same thing it was about in the 70s, it sounds like you're saying, the idea of keeping a patriarchy. And, you know, people have a hard time with that. They think, well, wait a minute. It wasn't Al Franken just a juvenile trying to, you know, get a little bit of, you know, something on the side. And wasn't, you mentioned Louis C.K. That sounds like someone who has an exhibitionist problem. So how does it all fall under that sense of holding on to power?
Well, it's a way, I find it really helpful to think about the ideology of separate spheres, which is kind of a really old school, 70s, 80s women history idea, that in the 19th century, there was this concept that women should be the ones at home and men should be the ones in public. And so this ideology kind of governed everything in 19th century life. And their argument, the 70s feminists, is that this idea that women should not be in public and should not be participating in the workplace is still kind of like latent within us. And so when you have, whether you have someone like Louis C.K. who's, you know, abusing the presence of these women, or you have someone who, like Harvey Weinstein, who, you know, is taking people who have ambitions to get ahead in the field that he has a lot of power in and then basically just diminishing them. The effect is the same. It's the idea that, you know, it says to the woman, you know, you shouldn't be here. You should go home. This is not an environment for you. And it becomes really hard for women to figure out what to do in those situations. So they're victimized sort of over and over again.
Well, and bringing us full circle here, you point out that what was happening in the 70s, that women were choosing to not go into the workforce on the path that they might have chosen. They were leaving because they felt no protection from this. The same thing's happening now. We hear from the comics who decided not to continue. We hear from the actresses who decided not to continue. Women are leaving the workforce because of this.
Yes, and there was a sociologist who I quote in my article who talks about, she did studies with this, talking about the diminishment in pay that people often experience when they do decide to leave a field where there's a lot of sexual harassment. And part of the reason why that happens is that often women will decide to go into a field that has a lot of women in it, you know, like teaching or nursing or, social work, something like that, because at least there you don't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Are underpaid fields.
I was just going to say, it's another reminder that while we're seeing these very high level women who are coming forward, there's probably much more going on for women at the lower paid jobs. Rebecca Onion, staff writer for Slate, we'll link to all your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.